Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There are stories you read and you have to learn how to discern what's going on. And I'll give you an example. In tippinsights.com, they talk about this shock poll. 8 in 10 think Biden laptop cover-up changed the election. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. See, I call truth and false on that story. And some of you who have become very astute and could teach classes at the Kevin Jackson Network University, you already know where I'm headed here. See, the idea that the Hunter Biden laptop would have impacted the election is true if you add to it, it would have increased Donald Trump's already landslide victory over Joe Biden. I agree with you. If you say to me, had we known this, Trump would have won the election, that's where you lose me. See, I'm going to go ahead and give you these numbers. There's a whopping 79% of Americans suggest President Donald Trump likely would have won re-election if voters had known the truth about Hunter Biden's laptop. Voters knew the truth about Hunter Biden's laptop. Voters knew the truth about Joe Biden. Voters knew the truth about the Democrats. Voters knew the truth about Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and the scumbags that these leftists are. And you know what they did? They voted them out. Resoundingly so. So much so that Donald Trump got 6 million more votes than Baby Black Jesus of 2008. Those are legitimate numbers. The number that's not legit is Joe Biden getting 81 million votes, 12 million more than Barack Obama. Not a possibility in any universe. What they want you to believe when they post a story like this is that, Donald Trump did lose, but had we known this information, it could have flipped the balance. It didn't do anything. It would have, instead of Donald Trump getting his 75 million votes, which we know he legitimately got, he might have gotten 80 million, just to be clear. So it didn't flip the election. We knew about Hunter Biden. Everything leading up to what we've been talking about for the last almost 2 years, a year and 9 months, Joe Biden's got dementia. Jill Biden is a narcissistic skank. Hunter Biden is not a Renaissance man, but indeed a crackhead who is running the family's enterprise. Oh, I know. Kevin, you're being too incendiary. You're going to turn some people off. Go listen somewhere else if you want a show that's going to give you the Fox News speak. Bongino's out there. Go listen to his show. No, I'm going to call a skank a skank. I'm going to call a scumbag a scumbag. That's just the way it is. And try to give me the if we'd known about Hunter Biden, things would have been different. No, they wouldn't. Democrats cheated in this election. I know with 100% surety, certainty, that they cheated. And so do you. And, here's the not-so-secret little secret. So do the Democrats. And every time we buy into this nonsense and we buy into January 6th and all the farces, that the smoke screens and mirrors that they set up to make us try to believe what we know in our hearts, the more you buy, you let them propagate that lie. I won't let them propagate a lie. Call me a conspiracy theorist, but let me tell you something. I'm not looking at a bunch of data. I could go technical on you. I could go nerd and go,
well, if you look at the way that the synchronicity of the hours of when this happened, I don't have to look at any of that.
I've already told you, Joe Biden couldn't beat Barack Obama in 50 lifetimes. Not on any day of the week will he get 2 votes more than Barack Obama got in 2008. Which means Trump, who got 75 million... over Barack Obama's 69 plus million, is the legitimate president. And the sooner that this entirety, the entirety of the conservative movement and the Republican Party gets on board, the better. The, get rid of the Liz Cheneys and the Adam Kinzingers and these other knuckleheads.
Well, I mean, we must just protect the Republic and this.
You know what, Mitch McConnell? You can go straight to you know where. Let's call it what it is. If we can't admit the truth and go out here and say, look, you guys, look, you did it. You did it. You got over on us. You stole an election. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to make sure you'll never do it again. Let's just get over ourselves. They said this. They go on to say this. Among those following the topic, almost three quarters, 74%, believe the FBI and the intelligence community deliberately misled the public and voters when they claimed the laptop was disinformation and part of a Kremlin plot, rather, to hurt Biden's candidacy. And what that's telling you is this. The American public overwhelmingly does not believe the clandestine agencies, the people who are supposed to be above and beyond politics. They don't believe them. So if you think they believe this FBI raid of Trump is legit, I think you got your answer. Now, here's what happened the other day. Lindsey Graham goes on TV and says, if they arrest Trump, there'll be mutiny in this country. And you know what the left is saying? Oh, my goodness. These Republicans are waiting to revolt. Let me tell you something, folks. You better be ready for a vicious fight. You're already in one. These people are testing the fence. Lindsey Graham is right to say what he says. Republicans are right to say, if you arrest Donald Trump, there will be hell to pay for this country. Because you know what it will signal? It will signal that you can do everything by the book. You can rise to become an amazing citizen of this country. Figure out a way to become president, and the system will take you down. Even if you've done nothing, you no longer have a republic if they make that arrest. Now, I'm going to make you a bet. They're smart enough not to do that. But I'll tell you this. There's a part of me that believes that a sinister force is at play who wants to see America in a civil war. Now, I know you're saying, Kevin, welcome to the party, pal. I'm talking about guns a-blazing. I believe there are sinister forces who want this. The same people that would shoot Scalise, the same forces that would shoot Ashley Babbitt, who was doing nothing at the Capitol. Folks, Democrats are evil. Learn that quickly. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Polling says that the knowledge of Hunter Biden's laptop would have changed the outcome of the election, and I disagree. It wouldn't have changed the winner and the loser. The winner would have still been Donald Trump. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to 844-551-8255, the Kevin Jackson Network. If you happen to be in Tampa, Florida, October the 20th, the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour will be at the Palladium Theater. I hope to see you there. I know, you know, I hope people get this message out. I got a lot of fans out there, but I'm on at a crazy hour on the station. But I'm hopeful that I'll see you there. You can go to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/comedy, and you can get tickets. And we will definitely do VIP. We'll take pictures. We'll hang out. We'll have some fun. And then we'll go do the show. Or just buy a regular ticket, and we'll see you. The theater holds over 800 people. And I hope you will tell a friend and be there, particularly my sugar mama Ruth, who's, what, 95-ish, 96-ish here?
Hope to see her there. Anyway, guys, so we're talking about this idea that Hunter Biden, there's nothing that would have changed the outcome of the election in 2020. Nothing. Trump's absolutely destroyed Joe Biden. And the only thing that would have changed the election in 2020 is if the Democrats hadn't cheated their butts off. But there's an article that wants to convince you that, oh, the election was legit, and had we known this information, this would have happened. Look, we already knew this information. Hey, FBI, I have a hint for you. I have a suggestion. Why don't you raid Hunter Biden's house? I tweeted this the other day. Hey, FBI, while you're raiding Hunter Biden, why don't you raid Clapper and Brennan's homes and Hillary Clinton's and Barack Obama's estate? Why don't you find the Supreme Court leaker? Have you not had enough time? Maybe you're too busy targeting conservatives. There are a lot of other people that need to be raided. Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Andy McCabe, James Comey. I could give you a litany of people. Oh, by the way, Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein's estate, everybody in Jeffrey Epstein's book. How about those people? You know what? I have another suggestion. Is Weinstein the only person in Hollywood who was, you know, messing with women? Maybe there's somebody else on your list you could take a look at. You know, here's another little, I don't want to tell them how to do their job, but I'll give you an idea. Maybe just look at all the people who took pictures with Weinstein at these various posh galas. I bet that's a good place to start. The FBI is too busy weaponizing itself against the very citizens who pay the bills, who play by the rules. That would be us. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm sick of feeling intimidated. Oh, the FBI is coming. Screw the FBI. They have zero credibility in this country any longer. And any of these other people. Oh, well, Kevin, he's an intravenous drug user. They can plant stuff on you. Let me tell you something. I got no Cayman accounts. I got no intravenous. I've never used a drug. Won't use them. You know, so if the FBI heaps off, Kevin Jackson has pictures of children on his computer. It is a lie. This is what these people do. They discredit you, they want the court of public opinion against you, and then they can do whatever they want to you, or they think they can. I told you, what the first thing that Donald Trump needs to do when he's president again is fire Christopher Wray. Mr. Private Jet takes his private jet to his little, you know, leaves from lying before Congress and takes a private jet. I mean, this guy thinks he's a freaking rock star. I love this. On October the 19th of 2020, more than 50 former U.S. intelligence officials, including CIA Director John Brennan, signed a public letter claiming that the material published by the Post from Hunter Biden's drive had, quote, has all the classic earmarks of Russian misinformation, a Russian information operation. Even though, get this, none of them had seen it. Joe Biden cited their letter in presidential debates to deflect questions about the laptop, terming the laptop disinformation by the FBI, intelligence community, Congress, and the Biden campaign, along with big tech, impacted voters, says Technometrica President Raghavan Mayur, who's been recognized as the most accurate pollster in recent presidential elections. That is such a joke to me, the most accurate pollster. The only way you could be the most accurate pollster is if you're in on the game. He says a significant majority, 78%, believe that access to the correct information could have been critical to their decisions at the polls. So what they're saying is the 40 million plus people who actually voted for Biden might have changed their minds, because the rest of them were all ready for Trump. They've seen enough. And let me tell you something. What scares Democrats most is they've gone further. In the time that Trump was gone, they did a seek and destroy. They thought they could absolutely obliterate him from the face of the planet. They could embarrass you. See, there's Republicans, conservative Republicans, or what Joe Biden calls reasonable people, and then there are what he calls the MAGA Republicans.
What's happened is, there are not many real Republicans anymore. By the way, your sitting governor, he's a Republican you can deal with. We disagree. No, no, I'm serious. But at least he's within the mainstream of the Republican Party. I respect conservative Republicans. I don't respect these MAGA Republicans.
Well, it works both ways, Princess. They go on to say this. In fact, 47% said that knowing before the election that the laptop contents were real and not disinformation would have changed their voting decision, including more than two-thirds, 71% of Democrats. Almost 8 of 10 respondents said that a truthful interpretation of the laptop would have likely changed the election's outcome more in favor of Trump. See, that's the key. That's the magic words. More in favor of Trump. They said the poll also found that more than half, 51%, give the media failing grades, a D or an F, for their coverage of the topic. In other words, folks, this is what I want you to understand. They didn't get away with anything. They completely tainted how people view them. And that's a long-term problem. Now, they're going to try to fix it. They'll cover it up and use their media lapdogs to do whatever, but it's not going to work. 81% of Americans said they want the Attorney General to appoint an independent counsel to investigate possibly incriminating email and other evidence contained on Hunter Biden's laptop. Federal investigators in Delaware have been investigating Hunter for possible money laundering. Possible money laundering? Possible tax fraud? Possible other alleged crimes? But the probe has dragged on for years. Let me ask you a question, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. How long do you think this probe would have dragged on if we were talking about Hunter Trump? I think you get the inference here, right? We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Guard is being activated as residents in Mississippi's capital city are without safe running water due to lots of rain and flooding. Governor Tate Reeves made that decision, and he also declared a state of emergency. He noted Jackson can't produce enough water for many things, including everyday tasks like flushing toilets. Everything from gas to groceries is more expensive these days, but Labor Secretary Marty Walsh says it's not the administration's fault.
I would argue that inflation is from the past administration for not acting on COVID-19. When the economy got shut down, that administration had no plan to get people back to work.
Meanwhile, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is blaming the 40-year high inflation on all the spending the Democrats have done since taking control of all three branches of government. USA Radio News. The president is planning a trip to Pennsylvania to speak about reducing gun violence in the United States. Biden set to promote his Safer America plan. A law passed in New York has many doing a double take when in line at the grocery store.
If you're planning to buy a can of whipped cream in New York State, make sure to have ID with you. A little-known law passed by the state legislature last October is now getting noticed now that stores are enforcing it, limiting sales of the dessert topping to those who are at least 21 years old. The goal is to curb possible abuse of nitrous oxide among teens. Commonly known as laughing gas, the nitrous oxide in whipped cream canisters is referred to as whippets. For his part, State Senator Joseph Addabbo, who sponsored the law, says the target is the cartridges within the cans that contain the gas, not the whole can of whipped cream. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I know you're frustrated, Americans. Conservative, Republicans, pragmatists, whatever you call yourselves. I know you're frustrated. Because everything's political. We can't do anything without thinking politics. You can't grocery shop because you think of inflation, right? You watch TV, they bombard you with COVID nonsense or climate nonsense or some spending bill that you didn't want. I mean, it's in your face 24/7. You can't watch a film because somebody's proselytizing about something. You turn on the radio, same thing. You go amongst friends, and it's good and it's bad because we are the most plugged in politically than ever before, yet, and I'm speaking mostly of leftists, the most politically stupid I've ever seen in my life. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. No news comes to us without political spin. No information without political spin. And it's, I'm not going to tell people what to spend their time on, but we spend our time on nonsense. I mean, go look at TMZ or E or some of these pop culture things, and you just ask yourself, so-and-so wore this to the beach, and so-and-so shows off her, you know, post-baby body. And, I mean, it's just, you sit there and you go, really? And look, I'm not some old fogey. I get it. You know, yeah, you, oh, Kim Kardashian just, you know, shows off the new body. You know, I'm tempted to click it. And I go, nope, not going to buy into it. Okay, here's what I can tell you. There are hot people in the world. I know this is going to come as a shock to some people. There are people hotter than Kim Kardashian, and they get no play. They don't even want it. There are people more handsome, I know it's hard to believe, than Brad Pitt. You don't even know who they are. And I could go on. Some people just want to get through life. They don't need all the, and they don't want to get involved in the politics of it all because it's overwhelming. And I can tell you this because I'm an ordinary guy. I really am. I hate to be so plugged in. And something tells me, even if I weren't doing this job or this living, you know, what I can't call it a living because I don't make a living in it. But if I weren't doing radio, let's just do that. If I weren't doing radio, I'd still be political because I see it every single day. Doesn't matter what it is. And it could be the politics of Little League baseball. Have you seen that? If you have a kid that plays baseball, you've heard of this term, daddy ball. Daddy ball. This is where the coach has a kid on the team that can do no wrong. No matter what, the kid's going to play. Daddy ball. Anyway, I want news delivered legit. Well, there's a story right here. Joe Biden's unexplained millions. It's on Radar Online. And when I saw this, here's what I wrote at the time. I said, wouldn't it be ironic for Joe Biden's newly supercharged IRS to target him? Because Joe Biden has some explaining to do. Where did Joe Biden come up with the mysterious $5.2 million to pay Hunter Biden's legal bills? You can bet Democrats are scrambling to cook the books and show how Biden had $5.2 million in a mysterious box, probably hidden in Hillary Clinton's bathroom basement closet. Then again, if you can create 81 million fraudulent votes out of thin air, what's a few million dollars? Now, that's what I wrote as a setup for this story to my editor, who may have continued the story or not. I don't know. But here's what Radar Online wrote about Joe Biden. They said, newly obtained financial records reveal that Joe Biden once had upwards of $5.2 million in unexplained income when he willingly paid his son Hunter's legal fees for a lucrative overseas business deal with a company tied to the Chinese government, Radar has learned. Now, I'm going to stop there for just a second, because I want to remind you, Joe Biden said he knew nothing of his son's business dealings. But we find $5.2 million paid for legal fees so Hunter could do a deal with the Chinese government. Now, if you remember, Hunter Biden talked about his deal with the top Chinese spy. Now, what else do I need to add to this story before the Trump family would be in prison? Please, someone expound. Someone please explain to me. Lucy, I'm home. Tell me what we would need to do here. They say even more. This is the bombshell revelation from a recent Daily Mail report. Finally, the Daily Mail, a UK organization, a media group, is doing the work that our media should be doing, but they say they directly connected Joe to Hunter Biden's business dealings, despite Biden's repeated claims that he was never involved and never once discussed his son's business matters. Now, I think Christopher Wray of the FBI, if you want to investigate something, I give you this. They say even more alarming is that Joe was reportedly able to pay Hunter's legal fees after earning millions of dollars after leaving office as vice president in 2017 through a series of opportunities that included book deals and speaking engagements. Now, I'm going to tell you something. While people try to make it appear that Joe Biden was this guy that could go out and he could write a book and people... if anybody would just look into this book deal, I guarantee you Joe Biden would be impeached. Joe Biden couldn't sell enough books to give to elementary school teachers in Bodunk, Tennessee. Nobody wants his book. Nobody cares about his story. Joe Biden wrote on the coattails of Baby Black Jesus, and that's it. And no matter how big they try to make him or whatever, Joe Biden is a nobody in the scheme of things. They say this. His financial records also show that the 79-year-old politician declared upwards of $7 million more income on his tax returns versus what he declared on his government transparency reports. Now, I'm no forensic accountant. I'm no person. I don't even understand accounting. But here's what I do know. If Donald Trump had given $5.2 million to one of his sons to do an illicit business deal with the Chinese government and Chinese spies, and then there was a $7 million discrepancy between what he claimed he had and what he didn't have, and for Donald Trump, $7 million is a rounding error. But if there were that discrepancy, and it was linked to this deal, you could bet they'd be up his anus with an electron microscope. But nothing with the Bidens. press is barely... I mean, this story should be top headline right now. Should have been top headline when it came out. Well, I'm just getting to it. My producers give me stuff, and I decide what to cover. And I know that's probably frustrating to a lot of radio listeners who are like, I hope Kevin talks about this today. I talk about what I want to talk about. And this is one of the stories that is amazing to me. They say this. Although some of the alleged 7 million discrepancies can be accounted for between Jill Biden's salaries and other income Joe was not required to claim on his government transparency reports, there's still a reported sum of $5.2 million that was earned but not reported by Joe Biden. The multi-million dollar discrepancy. Now, keep in mind, I think in that year, Joe Biden may have made $14 million, $17 million. It's a different deal if you made $1.7 billion and somebody goes, well, there's a $7 million discrepancy. Oh, yeah, you're right. I forgot to count the golf course, little golf course in Guam I built or whatever. But when your income is $10 million and you don't report $7 million, or your income's $14 million, you go, yeah, it was a slip of the – there is no slip of the mind or slip of the tongue or whatever. Maybe I'm using the wrong thing. But there's no slip. Okay, how about that? How about I just remove the rest? There's no slip that can account for you not remembering, oh, that's right. There was that $5.2 million I gave to Hunter. Oh, well, Joe, where did that come from? This is black market stuff, folks. They say it has people wondering why these missing millions and why he didn't report it, and if it is at all connected to Hunter's overseas business dealings that Biden repeatedly says he's never discussed. Now, we all know that's a lie by now, right? That's as big a lie as climate change. It's as big a lie as Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. It's as big a lie as Trump was involved with the Russians. And it's as big a lie as Joe Biden actually won the election. When are we going to demand that leftists start looking into their crooked leader?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Well, there are news stories that just I look at them and I go, beyond the news itself, what are you telling me? What does this say? So, for example, there's a headline that says, Trump leads Biden in a national poll. And I thought to myself, what? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Yeah, Trump leads Biden in a national poll. Why are they stating the obvious? It's normally you can't say stuff like that. You get kicked off of Facebook and Twitter and people start picketing at your house and you'll lose your job and people, I mean, all kinds of stuff. Your dog gets poisoned.
for revealing the truth. Trump leads Biden in a national poll. What? He's been leading Biden in national polls since circa 2019. Nothing new here, folks. The only thing new here is, why are they telling us? And it's not that simple. Anyway, this was in the Washington Examiner. Don't believe me. It says almost half of Pennsylvania voters would support former President Donald Trump over Joe Biden if the two sought a rematch in 2024. Whoa, shocker! Sorry, this election denier already knew that. 47% of voters, they say, would support Trump. 42% would support Biden in 2024. Let me tell you, let's just use those numbers and say that's legit. If people knew everything that, if the media told the truth, people know what's already going on. But if the media told the truth, let's just play a game, because I don't even want to give you another scenario. Let's play a game. Let's pretend that you wake up tomorrow morning and the media said, you know, here's what we've learned is the truth. Donald Trump was never in collusion with the Russians. We know this for a fact. Hillary Clinton and part of the previous Obama administration three-letter apparatus, FBI, CIA, and NSA, they concocted a story to make believe that Trump was involved with the Russians in hopes that it could help Hillary Clinton win the election. The dossier, we can verify with 100% certainty, was started by Hillary Clinton, and we in the media want to correct the record. If they did that, just that, which, by the way, has already been verified, if they did that, what would happen? I talked earlier about these 50 people, the clandestine former national security people that said the dossier was legit, right? 50 of them. If they correct the record right now and said the 50 people that we said corroborated that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation, all lied. They didn't look at it. They did not. They just essentially were given their talking points. Somebody orchestrated it, and they said what they were told to say, including former head of the CIA, John Brennan. What would happen? What would happen if they told you the reason that we tried to impeach Donald Trump is in fear for him as president, and we were doing everything we could to get rid of him, and we were given misinformation. Donald Trump did nothing wrong, and he never should have been impeached. Now, we all know this to be true. What would they say then? What if the media told you, while we have been for decades told to hype up all the information about climate change, in truth, it is nothing more than the natural cycle of weather in the world. Little impact at all by mankind on climate. But we were told this, and we were paid off to do it. What if they told you, we can verify that Hunter Biden's laptop is indeed real, and we have information that ties Hunter and his father to activities in all the countries referenced, and wherever Hunter visited when he was on Air Force Two with his father, we can tie the Biden family business deals to that. What if they told you, we can verify, after speaking with Ashley Biden, that she indeed took showers with her father up to the age of 16 or whatever. I don't know what age it was. And indeed, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. What if they did that? What if they tell you that despite Joe Biden's protestations that he has never been involved with his son Hunter's business dealings, we know for a fact that Joe Biden not only met multiple times with Hunter business partners and allies, but he also funded his son in multiple business ventures, and indeed, he is the big guy. They tell you that. What did they tell you? We can now confirm through medical records released by the Biden family that Joe Biden is suffering from stage 14 dementia. And he is not in capacity to work in any capacity in the federal government. And yet he was cheated into the election. They wouldn't say that part, but let's just focus on the dementia. They verified what we already know and told us Joe Biden's mental capacity. Joe Biden only has the ability to be lucid for a maximum of 4 hours. This, according to his doctors and his medical reports. And they hide. We've been hiding this information from you. What if they told you Joe Biden is indeed has a horrendous record on race outside of his Freudian slips? The guy's an anachronism, stuck in the 1950s, and believes black people to be subservient to whites. And here is a litany of the comments that should have gotten him kicked out of the public service years ago. What if they gave you that? You get what I'm saying? What if they reported any of this news? That Joe Biden's brother James rode on the coattails of his brothers and is involved in charter schools and a host of other activities based on the notoriety of his brother, and he pays a percentage of the gain to his brother. What if they told you that? And then what if they told you this? We know with 100% certainty that the 2020 election was rigged. It was a coup between what people refer to as the Uniparty, operatives with both the Republicans and the Democrats, or what are known as rhinos in the Republican Party. They all colluded together in order to keep Donald Trump from the presidency. All the numbers that you have been talking about are legit, you know, that they've said that are you know, completely bogus. Joe Biden did, in fact, not get 81 million votes. He got 62 million votes or whatever it is. And we apologize. What if the media said to you, hey, you know what? As it turns out, Fauci is a liar. So is Dr. Birx. Everything that they told you about the COVID Chinese, China virus, Wu flu, whatever you want to call it, was a hoax and a lie. The number of people who actually contracted this disease and had survived it was much higher when they were reporting these death rates and giving you these fake percentages. We've also learned masks do not work, which is something you probably already knew. We know that the lockdowns occurred in order to torpedo the economy so that when the big cheat that we mentioned earlier was to occur, it would absolutely blow out the deficit in such a way, the budget, in such a way that when they install the Democratic operative, the puppet, whatever that person did budget-wise would look good in comparison. And I could go on. What if, folks, they told you any one of those? See, that's the difference. That's what I talk about. Why can't they just tell us the truth? Well, you got your answer. Because you take any one of those things, if they told you Hunter Biden indeed was in business with the Russians and the Chinese, and his father knew about it. Joe Biden, verified, was in the shower with his daughter. I mean, what would the Me Too movement have to say about that? And how would that reflect on Jill? You get it? Take one of them. Now, this is a man that wants to go after your guns. He's raised your taxes. He's inflation's through the roof. He's blowing the budget out. I mean, what budget? There is no budget. He's destroying this economy. He's destroying our status in the world. And they still give him some form of credibility, knowing that almost everything I told you is actually true.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.